This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Brilliant afternoon for Everton as they won against Bournemouth. It finished 6-3 at Goodison. Now, I'm joined by Dave Downey, who you'll know from the Blue Room and from Radio City Talk. And I know Dave quite well, and I think the first thing he's going to do is moan about the defence.
You got me right there, Matt. Nailed it, yeah. It wasn't good enough, to be honest, but when you're as prolific as Everton were today and you got the chances he did, the result wasn't really in doubt, other than the fact when it went to 3-2, there were a few twitchy moments. But, I mean, for a couple of the goals, the two centre-backs parted like the Red Sea, and I sit quite close. Well, I sit, Ronald Koeman's always in my eye line, and he was furious when Bournemouth got the first one. So, God knows what it'll be like when he gets into the dressing room and speaks to the back four.
There must have been a time when you feared it was going to be the same as last year, 3-3 down at Dean Court, but yeah. Romelu Lukaku's pulled it out of the hat, four goals. What a performance from him.
Yeah, the thing I noted about him, Matt, was, I mean, I don't think his finishing's ever been in doubt, and a couple of them were put on a plate for him today, but the one thing I noticed from him is, and it's something he gets a lot of criticism for, is his work rate and his work ethic, and that was on full show today. You even get Evertonians going as far as saying that he's no good for the club because he doesn't put a shift in. I tell you what, mate, he covered some ground today. I'd love to see his stats in terms of distance travelled on the pitch, because he was immense. He was chasing down players. He was harrying them in the full-back areas. He was doing everything. It was the complete performance, and rounded off by four. I mean, the first goal was just ridiculous how good it was. And it's seldom he gets the ball in that sort of area where he can wrap his foot around it into the top corner, but it was a fantastic goal. And that ultimately meant Bournemouth had to come out and try and get something, which he did. And to the credit, when he got it to 3-2, it was quite a difficult atmosphere at times, because we had a couple of young players on the pitch in Davis and Holgate by that point. And they responded really well. Tom Davis was a calming influence when he came on. And it was a thoroughly deserved win. Six might have flattered us, but three certainly flattered them as well. So it was just a crazy afternoon, really.
You just mentioned Tom Davis there, and I think there was a bit of surprise that he wasn't in the starting lineup for Everton today.
Very much so. I think that he's a player that will thrive on having a run of games in the side. I don't sort of buy into the theory, and particularly with him, that he's a young player who you have to give a few games to and then take him out of the side. I think he's an infectious sort of player. He links up play so well. He's always trying to give it and receive the ball. He's always looking for a forward pass as well. He's such a positive influence on the side when he's in the team. I don't see how it benefits Everton to have him on the bench too much. I think he's a starter. The one surprise for me on top of that was Idrissa Gueye, but clearly there's some sort of fitness issue there, otherwise he certainly would have been one of the three subs to come on. But yeah, certainly with Davis, him and Schneiderlin really solidified the midfield when he came on. He actually had a quiet day compared to his debut, Schneiderlin. I don't think he was as infectious in the game as he was up at Stoke, but yeah, certainly Davis coming onto the field. Jamie McCarthy did nothing wrong, but I suppose it underlines the point, Matt, that all of a sudden Everton have an embarrassment of riches in midfield, where we were scratching our heads 7-8 games ago before Christmas, thinking, you know, how do we put a midfield together? Because Gareth Barry had sort of ageing legs. He was magnificent today himself. And now all of a sudden you're looking at it thinking, well, there's at least two of them who are going to be disappointed. Of course, there's Mo Besic to come back into that equation as well. So there's six midfielders there vying for three places, really. So, I mean, it gives Koeman the type of headache all managers want.
I'm just looking through the player ratings here on the Liverpool Echo, and this is by Greg O'Keefe. We've already done the Liverpool one, so I'm looking at the Everton ones now. And Romelu Lukaku only got a 9.
Only a 9.
Surely a 10 if you score 4, Greg. Come on.
Yeah, I would think so. Greg's being quite harsh on him there. I don't know what Greg deserves a 10 for then, Matt, because there's not many he scored for in a game. And the performance to match as well. It wasn't just a case of these tap-ins. I mean, he made a lot of them himself, and could have easily had 5, really. There was a chance at the end for him as well, which he missed. So I think Greg's been a little bit stingy there.
And we'll just look at a few more of these because we did run through the Liverpool ones. So see if you agree with these, Dave. Joel Robles, 7. Seamus Coleman, 7. Ashley Williams, 5. Steady and solid in the first half, but ragged and sluggish in the second.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with him there. I thought what he said about Robles, that was great because he made a really good save when it was 3-2 and Bournemouth looked like they might get an equaliser. So that was a crucial save. He's growing in confidence as well in terms of claiming the ball. When he first started out, he punched a lot of it, and I think that's a sign of nerves for any goalkeeper. I know there's a culture these days with keepers that they do tend to punch the ball, try and get as far away from goal as possible rather than risk catching it. But he made some really good claims when he come and caught the ball today. And I agree with Williams as well. Coleman was good. He was worthy of a 7. But Williams certainly, he was good in the first half, didn't have much to do. But the second half, I mean, it was comedy capers at times, and I think if there's an underlying issue when we play our next game, which is probably a tough encounter down with Middlesbrough, then you know it is that solidity at the back because we've still gone and conceded 3 goals at home there. So it'll be interesting to see how Koeman addresses it. And Mason Holgate was probably a little bit unfortunate not to start the game himself. Obviously, he come on, but. Funes Mori, Matt, as well. But what did he give Funes Mori?
I'm just looking through these now. So Funes Mori, 5. Looked uncomfortable at times. Heart-in-mouth defender. Leighton Bain, 7. McCarthy, 7. Barry, 7. Schneiderlin, 8. Adamola Lookman, first Premier League start. So well done to him. He got an 8. And then we get down to Barkley, an 8. And Romelu Lukaku, a 9.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with them. I didn't think Schneiderlin was as good as Barry. He was more influential in the midweek game at Stoke, I think. But he played a different role, Matt. I thought he'd be the midfielder who received the ball. But with Gareth Barry in the side with him, it was almost a mixture of the two. And I thought Barry was probably better than him. So that's where I probably slightly disagree with Greg. But on Funes Mori, heart in mouth is the perfect way to describe him because he looks a liability at times. I mean, he'll for everything good he does, he'll do something really silly. Like there was an instance in the first half where the ball got played into the channel and he could have simply headed it either for a throw-in or back into the midfield area for the players to challenge for it. He sort of ducked so the ball went over his head and Josh King was bearing down on him as it was and beat him in a foot race and won a corner for Bournemouth. And I'm sitting there thinking, that's just a really basic error, so... He's the type of player that he reminds me of probably a lesser version of David Luiz at Chelsea. I've been saying this week because David Luiz can have those sorts of games, can't he, where he'll try and take a risk when it's unnecessary. And I think on a lesser level, Funes Mori's a little bit similar to that. Might be a South American thing, but he certainly does. He makes you bite your nails at times, Funes Mori.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for coming on. Just one more question before we let you get back to celebrate your evening of Romelu Lukaku's 4 goals. But Everton now seventh in the Premier League with 40 points, 2 behind United and 6 behind City, having played a game more, but only 6 behind Liverpool. That gap is closing by the week at the moment. Could Everton do the unthinkable?
Certainly. I mean, I don't think it's unthinkable. I think that we've still got to go to Anfield as well. So it's all to play for there, really, because, I mean, you've seen what happened to Liverpool today. It is a cliche, but I don't think you're going to get an easy game, particularly at this stage of the season where sides are battling it out for relegation and trying to get as safe as they possibly can. I think it is all to play for in this part of the season. We go to Anfield on the 1st of April, I think it is. So, you know, what a time that would be to get our first win in 19 years at Anfield. So it makes it interesting at least. And I think we were looking to solidify 7th place and realistically couldn't hope for much more. But all of a sudden, you look at the results. And the point I was making this week is the 5 sides that are immediately above Everton, obviously Chelsea have run away with it now, but... The 5 sides between us and Chelsea, all of them can't win every single week. And there's a lot of games for them to play against each other. I think Everton can quietly go about the business. They've got a decent run of games now. Next 2 is Middlesbrough and Sunderland. After that, we go to Spurs. That could be huge. So if they're putting themselves in the conversation, Matt, I think that they might well surprise a few because, you know, it is a marathon and not a sprint. So, you know, we'll find out.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.